Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. So thank you very much for being here. I want to talk about what might sound a strange thing, talking to the dead. No, I don't mean talking literally to those who have died. I mean conversations you have with those who have gone down the experimental gene therapy route. And some of the things that they say and some of the and how they respond to maybe some of the points you make to them. Because I suspect we've all had these conversations. And I mean, I've gone through this with friends and family members who have chosen to take the so-called COVID vaccines. And it's not for me to tell anyone what to do. All I can ever do is express my own views. And that's as far as it goes. And I can back that up with evidence. I can back it up with facts. But in the final analysis, we're all responsible as individuals for what we put into our body or what we allow to happen to our body. But the thing that strikes me most about talking to the COVID dead, those who have taken the jabs and have gone down the route of, well, I'll take the first vaccine. Yeah, okay, I'll take a second vaccine. Yeah, I'm up for a booster. Yeah, definitely going for a booster. And I suspect that sometime between now and the summer, if they are told they have to take a second booster so that they can travel on holidays, they will willingly take it. And that's the problem, that as they've gone down their own COVID vaccine journey, they've become increasingly detached from all critical reasoning. So they can no longer think critically. And so when you put a thought to them, such as, for example, so I've said to someone, look, you've had two vaccines, yeah, and you're going to have the third. Yeah, I'm going to take the vaccine. Do you believe the first two have worked? Well, yeah, it's not really a question about that. I want to go on holidays. I'm sure you must have got this one. So many of those in Britain taking the vaccine have done it because they want to go on holidays. Not because they've got any highfalutin expectations of what the mRNA tech will do in terms of fighting a virus which may or may not be there. They don't think in those ways. They don't think at all. They just believe that if they want to be able to, you know, go about their life and be treated as first-class model citizens, then the right thing to do is keep taking these jabs. And so if you start to talk to them about the fact, well, you mean you do realize that the COVID virus can break right through the vaccine barrier, they'll just smile at you and go, yeah. And then if you ask them, so are you going to take another one? They'll go, yeah, yeah. Again, I believe these are common experiences that we all have. I just wanted to articulate them here on the podcast because I've had them too. And the thing that I guess concerns me the most about when you're talking to these people, there's a look in their eye of, it's a glazed look. And they're almost surprised that you might want to talk about it from an epidemiological point of view, you know, from a health point of view, because they're not looking at it from a health point of view. They're looking at it from the point of view, can I get 2 weeks in the sun this summer? Or this autumn, or whenever I want to go on, can I do that? And in some instances, does this mean I get into the nightclubs? Can I get the job, whatever it is? That's the perspective a lot of people are looking at this at. And that's because the government's managed to successfully move the talking points into those areas. So, for example, the government is still able to get away with all kinds of nonsense, such as it gives you protection. Well, if taking the vaccine gives me protection, why do I need to take more than one? Ah, because the vaccine wanes over time. They didn't tell us that at the beginning, though, did they? No. So the vaccine wanes over time. All right, so that means I have to keep taking the vaccine then. Yeah. Well, if it keeps waning, does that mean I have to keep taking, you know, boosters and such like? Potentially, yeah. And they don't question it. They don't question the fact that, for example, unlike other tried and trusted vaccines, these particular novel therapies do wane and don't. I mean, we've got them to admit that the vaccines do not stop you getting it, do not stop you spreading it, do not stop you going into hospital, do not stop you dying. Now, in the last 2 points, They're not going into hospital and not dying. They're still trying to fluff that one. But if you check the data from the ONS, it's very clear. The majority of people in hospital have been jabbed, and the majority of people dying have been jabbed. It's just in the database. So there's no argument against this. The thing is that they don't need an argument. They just ignore it. And they just say, well, if you want a lovely summer 2022 is coming. Just imagine yourself on the beach. You're getting the lovely sun rays. You're having a lovely time. The waters are blue. You might have to wear a mask. You might not, but never mind that. That's just a technical detail. But, you know, it may well be that to get to that beautiful foreign destination, they will require a full vaccinated status, which is, of course, 3 jabs. And therefore, that's why you should do it. So, you know, they've completely shifted it away from health benefits to social benefits. You want to get into the nightclub? You got to show you're fully vaccinated. You want to, well, although having said that, in the UK, we now see the government repealing all these things. So in England, it's at any rate, you don't need to be jabbed to pretty much participate in most forms of life. But of course, the other aspect of talking to the dead is, what is the fate in store for these people who have taken the multiple jabs? Now, many of them, I suspect, will be fine over time and there won't be an issue. But we know that there are issues concerning adverse reactions, how it impacts on the cardiovascular system, how it impacts on the immunological system. We know there's big questions about these things. And again, the people you talk to, they don't want to know about stuff like that. And you even feel a bit bad saying it, because it's like, you know, I'm not trying to scare them, but I want to have an honest conversation. And the honest conversation is to say, have you looked at the British yellow card system? The majority of people, by the way, will respond to that by saying, the what? They haven't a clue what it is. They don't know. And whilst they are continue to buy in to the mainstream media propaganda concerning all of this, I fear these people will continue to be, metaphorically dead to critical thinking. And on that basis, I don't know how we can help them. Thankfully, some of them have woken up, for which I'm really grateful. And I want to support all of those people, because I think, you know, at this point, at any rate, the most important thing we can do is encourage everyone to think for themselves. Don't allow the politicians or TV media pundits to do it for you. Thank you so much for listening.